Hello. Day 11 has been completed. Actually, it was completed some time ago. I only did 4 hours today. I set off at 8 in the morning and finished at just after 12. So made it to my campsite, the Puketi Forest Headquarters, which is a dock camping ground. So I've paid my $7 to be here. And I had a cold shower. And it felt good. And I hate cold showers. But this cold shower was absolutely marvellous because it got rid of the stink that I had. And I had a stink. I smelt so damn bad. As I was walking, every so often I'd lift my arm to grab a tree or something and I could smell myself and it was gross. So I was actually putting that off. I was like going, no, I don't want a cold shower. And then the sun was out. It was warm. And I was like, okay, let's have this cold shower. Felt so good afterwards. And I smell nice too. I was able to throw some soap on and everything. The reason why I only did 4 hours is, well, it would have been nice to be able to do the 10. That would have been the six yesterday and then today. But my feet are just too sore. First 3 hours of my hike today was fine. Last hour, I wasn't dawdling, but my feet had started to hurt a lot. So that caused me a lot of pain in that sense. So I've got tomorrow to get to Kirikiri and then I have a rest day. Tomorrow should be like, I don't know, 5 to 7 hours. I'm not exactly sure. But I've been wandering around in bare feet. And the bare feet walking seems to help because it massages the bottom of my feet and then that works for later on. But it was a beautiful day. Oh, one thing that scared the crap out of me was I was walking along and suddenly I heard this rustling in the bush. And I was up on high. I was on the top of this ridge. I'd walked up really high up this ridge and then it was just kind of plateauing along. And I heard this rustling. And I stopped. And it was something big, making a big rustling noise. And I was like, oh God, I hope that's not a pig or something. Because I have no idea. Do pigs target you if they see you? Do they, I presume they would give it a go. So I said, shoo, get out of here, get out of here. I had a big loud voice. And then it stopped. And I stopped. And then I said, shoo, get out of here. And then it took off. And I was like, oh God, is it coming towards me? And I was like, ah. And then I did a wee quick vidy for it. And then I was like, oh, okay, I think it's gone. I then started walking a little bit more, and I actually seen the next one. It was just a little colourful of some sort of white or black, and I have no idea. Could have been just a goat. Could have been a pig. But at that stage, I said, get out of here, and it stopped as well, and it then took off again, worried about where it was going. I then picked up a stick and walked with that for the rest of the bush. Yeah. All right, see you next time.